1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
So anyway, Janice, congratulations. Canada won the gold medal, and it's fine. And I know all of the things that I've said about the Olympics and about the United States and the fact that it'd be much more exciting if somebody else won. All of those were just those. When I say those things, it's just to try to make it more exciting for me. That's like when I said that the Patriots would lose the Super Bowl 33-0. I don't know whether they're going to lose the Super Bowl 30. I'm just trying to inject some excitement. That's all that is. I love these guys who go, hey, you were wrong about the Patriots. They won. Shows how wrong you were. Well, whatever, man. Like, I care. Yeah, I'm not running a betting line here. I'm not giving tips. All those people that predicted the Patriots going to lose shows you how wrong they were. We were wrong on purpose. We were wrong on purpose. Why were we wrong? So that we could inject a little excitement into the Super Bowl. Because if you say they're going to lose big, then they win. Guess what? You can thank guys like me that you had such a good time. Because we were the ones that said they were going to lose big. Same thing with the United States and all of its endeavor in the Olympics. I don't know whether we got a good Olympic team, a bad Olympic team. I was just trying to make it interesting for me. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Go Russia, go Czechoslovakia, whatever would make it interesting, whatever would give it some edge. So Canada wins, and I'm not even a hockey fan, to be honest with you. I don't watch hockey during the season. I turn on 2-3 playoff games at the end of the year. Why? I'm a typical American. Most people don't watch hockey. I know it's important to you, some of you guys out there who are in the snowbound regions. Most of us don't care. We'll never watch any hockey. It's every 4 years. We're in the Olympics. The U.S. has a hockey team. We go out, we play, we win, we lose, we trash a hotel room. You try to get up for it, it's kind of dull. And so now they get down to the medal round. Now, here's the thing that I wanted to say. Maybe I should have said this right off the bat, but I didn't want to come across sounding too, like you're not going to understand what I'm trying to say here. Here's just what I want to say this. If you watch the hockey on Sunday, and you saw Wayne Gretzky jumping up and down and getting all excited, maybe it didn't register with you the way it did with me, because Wayne Gretzky lives like 3 miles from me. Not that I live in his neighborhood. In fact, I live in a very impoverished section of the city that Wayne Gretzky lives in, which is a suburb out west of Los Angeles. He lives in a very large home, and I'm just getting by with my family of six in an apartment up on the boulevard. But he lives there. He lives in America. He has his children going to school in America. His wife is an American, and he's getting all jazzed about Canada. It's fine. You're entitled to do that, Wayne, for 4 minutes, and only 4 minutes. Then after that, I don't want to see any more of it. And the other thing that I didn't want to see, and maybe tell me if I'm being small-minded about this. His wife's an American. What's she getting excited about? Other than the fact that it was a wonderful career achievement for him. If you saw the camera work after the game ended, everybody is going ape. Everybody waving the maple leaf. Gretzky's going nuts. And his wife's going nuts. And it's bothering me. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, well, you're just a typical jingoistic American, Hendry. No, I'm not. No, I'm not at all. I mean, you got to get to know me, I guess, but I'm not. It's just that I have a sense that for some people, the United States, and you tell me I'm wrong, the United States represents a sort of gelded or a kind of a Unix-style free enterprise zone. In other words, just come here, make a lot of money, lift your leg on any fire hydrant you want to, and just sort of pretend like this is a neutral area of the world where you can come, make dough, and then run back to the maple leaf or wherever it is that you come from, or not, as the case may be. You can live here, but still be a citizen. This is the only place where you can be a citizen of any country and not be in the country. Am I right? America's the only place where you can remain a loyal, dedicated, devoted citizen of any country and not have to live in that country. For small reasons, like, for instance, the country is a toilet. But other than that, Canada's really great. Now, I'm kidding. Janice is in there. She spent the weekend with her dear parents out in the desert, and they introduced her at a church service, I understand. This is my daughter, Janice. She got up and waved. And then some other woman said, and here's my daughter, and Suzanne Westenhofer got up, and she waved. Now, anyway, it's a little inside thing. Never mind. Okay, so here's the deal. Am I right about the... See, people say, and I've heard people call me and say, you're a jingoist, you're a very typical flag-waving, fifth-column Quisling. What are you talking about, man? It's just that maybe since 9/11, because I've spent a good portion of my life critiquing the country that I live in, maybe since 9/11 now I want to kind of lay off a little bit, which is fine, and we still are entitled to being criticized. I don't get it. I don't get it when somebody is waving the flag of their country, but they don't want to live there anymore. See, I don't get that. Well, you see, Mr. Hendry, we like to come to America and make some money. Oh, okay, that's fine, but I hate to break the news, and I'm going to be very gentle with this one. We're still a country, and we still, like, have a flag, and we get upset sometimes when you lift your leg and pee on us. And by that, I'm not saying that waving a Canadian flag is peeing all over us, although Janet Jones, what's her name, Gretzky now? I know, she's been married a long time. Ms. Gretzky came very close, and not that that would have upset Chris Pelton, but to see Janet Gretzky peeing on somebody? But I'll tell you, I didn't want to have to see it. This is not a free enterprise zone where you come, make your money, and then you go, then you stay, and you still wave the flag. My wife's got a very good friend from Canada. She comes into my house, and she starts talking about how this is a great place to make money. And then I'll say, well, gee, I really don't want to hear you criticize my country. Well, why can't I? I pay taxes like everybody else. Oh, okay, I get it now. Now I see. See, if you pay taxes, then you can go ahead and dump any wheelbarrow load of fertilizer on top of us that you want. Well, no, you can't. No, you're not allowed to. See, when you say that you pay taxes here, therefore you can criticize this country, all that's telling me is you consider this place to be one big free business zone where you just sort of swoop in, as many of us do, into Tijuana on a weekend, get your jollies, and leave whatever pile of dung you will, and then you sort of retreat back to whatever apartment or home you bought, or maybe back to your own country on weekends or every 6 months after you come down here with the snowbird thing. See what I'm saying? Well, you have to understand something. Not that you don't know this, because you were seeing the Olympics, we were waving a flag all over the place. We have a culture here. We have borders here. We have a flag here. We have things like football, which we don't kick a round ball with shorts on. We wear pads and helmets. We call it football. What do you want to do? You want to sue us? We have basketball, which we invented. We have amusement parks, which we invented. We actually, Americans invented movies as being really fun to go see. The Europeans invented movies that you had to sit with your hand on your chin and go, those kind of movies, we don't do those. The ones we do are the ones where you go, yeah, all right, and get some popcorn and split. We invented things like getting into a moving room instead of going on a roller coaster. I mean, just in other words, wherever there are laughs, wherever there are kicks being had in the world, wherever there are people having fun, the United States invented it. We did. Why did we do that? Because we're happy people. We're just happy. That's another trademark of Americans. We're very happy. The British, man, you'd think that there was a pile of horse dung in the room. Every time you look at them, they're just like, you know, with a nose and a pinched-looking face. The French are the same way. In fact, I can't imagine a country. The Australians come close, but even they're a little dour. Americans are the only people in the world who look like they're actually happy. I have friends of mine come over here from Europe, and we'll go out and we'll go to a store to buy, like, a blender. And what are we buying the blender for? To make margaritas. Why? Because it's the middle of February, and it's 85 degrees. And so they say, and I've heard this comment a million times, God, everybody here's so happy. I say, what's to be upset about? Well, I don't know. Don't you guys get bummed out? Yeah. We try not to. Fly a couple of planes into a building. Yeah, we'll get a little bummed for about, you know, 3, 4, 5 months. But then we're on to the task and we get it, you know. So we like to have a couple of laughs. And we invented having fun. Now, I got no problem with anybody coming and beating us at hockey. Except for Gretzky and his wife. Those two, get out of here. No, I'm just kidding. Other than the fact, Wayne, like I said, you got a 4-minute limit on your having fun and pumping your fist in the air for the old Canadian Maple Leaf, because everybody knows you live here. Why don't you, your wife, your kids, pack up, about 8 months up in Canada. I tell you what, how about just during the snowy season? And as far as your wife goes, don't even, NBC, get her out of there, will you? Don't show her on the camera getting all happy for her husband. I don't care if they're in love. I don't care if she stands by him to the day he dies. I don't care if theirs is the greatest love affair the world has ever known, and that the children are the greatest children, that then maybe someday they'll invent a cure for cancer. I still don't like her. I'm joking. She's a very fine lady. She made a workout tape, which has helped many friends of mine. Not me. Okay, so that's it, and it's no big thing, other than the fact that I was a little bit bent. And did you ever see the scene in Heat where Al Pacino pushes the TV set out of his car? I did that, too. I took my TV and kicked it out of the car. All right, 1-800-449-8686. You see, here's the thing. I got no problem with anybody. I got no problem with anybody, you know? But what's happened is we don't live in a country. Everybody else gets to live in a country. But you and me, we don't live in a country anymore. This is basically a place where people come to take a break from living in a country. Everybody comes here to get a breather from having to live in a country. Because coming here, it's like you don't live in a country. It's like you actually run your own life. So if you want to run your own life and feel like you have control over your life, what you do is you leave Canada, you leave Britain, you leave Mexico, you leave Japan, you leave all those other countries, and you come here, and suddenly, geez, I don't have to live in a country anymore. I'm me. I live the life that I want to live. I can cheer for any flag I want to cheer for. I can even be an American and root for the Maple Leaf. And I don't care if it gets Phil Hendry upset, because we live over here, and he's on the boulevard with his wife and kids in an apartment. So ha 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 ha. All right, anyway, our number 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show, and also our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. If you ever really want to know what this show is about, in fact, the only way you can figure out how this show really operates is to get a backstage pass on our website. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And now the Phil Hendry Show presents Olympic Wrap-Up on the Retard Radio Network. Yes, a look back on these Olympics as only the Retard Radio Network can report it. Here now is Miles Freeman.
The closing ceremonies, but some skaters come out, and a lady named Dorothy Hummel, she had a nice butt, and then another man, Scott Hamilton, who only has one ball. Now, here's Billy. The Russians got mad and they didn't want to be in it. And one time, I didn't want to play, so I went home too, so I know how they feel. One time, my family, we went to the Bohemians, and there was a lady on the beach, and she didn't have any pants on.
Yes, the Retard Radio Network with more Olympic coverage.
The America is the country that we live in, which is different from the other country of Germany. They have 30 medals, and we had 30 medals, so they beat us. And now here's Billy again with a commentary. One time, when I came home, my dad was with a lady, and he was laying on top of her. Then later, a baby came out, but my dad said that was not his fault.
This has been Olympic coverage on the Retard Radio Network. Please stick around as Phil Hendry criticizes himself. Hi, everybody. This is Phil Hendry. And the preceding bit, I didn't like. I didn't like it, and I didn't like the fact that I did it. In the next several minutes, I'm going to critique myself and ask myself questions. Why? Why would I do something like that? Why would I do something as juvenile as the Retard Radio Network? Isn't that funny? Ha, 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 ha. Sounds like something my kids would do. Stand by as Phil flagellates himself for his audience. Why did I do that bit? I don't know. I really don't know. I think if I were to be honest with you, well, let's just first of all say what I would say to you were I defending myself in front of, say, a program director or a newspaper writer. I would say something far-fetched like, well, it's a comment on how we all deal with those who are socially or mentally challenged. That's what I would say. Do I really believe it? Of course I don't believe it. No, I don't. The reason why I did it is because some people who are mentally challenged speak in that sort of childish, halting way. I wanted to take that and put it within the context of an Olympic report. It's really, though, and this is very honest, not a comment about mentally challenged people so much as it's a comment about people like Bob Costas, Jim Lampley, et al., because I'm frankly very tired of those people. And, for instance, when Bob Costas comes on, I drink more heavily than I usually would. I do. Maybe an alcohol abuse thing, I don't know. But when I see Costas, I want to numb what he's doing to me. I want to drink so I numb out what he does. So I guess it's my way of being vicious toward them. And in the process, I use the poor, mentally challenged people of our society as a tool. So I want to apologize to them. I want to apologize to those of you who thought that I was attacking mentally challenged people. I'm not. I'm attacking Bob Costas and all of his Nazi friends. And by the way, Bob Costas works for NBC, a network that has just signed me to a television development deal. All right, back to you, Stinky. Go ahead.
That's the Retard Olympics on the network.
All right, great. Let's go over to Kat. Hey, Kat, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Kat?
Yeah?
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, ma'am.
Listen, I want to make a comment.
Yes.
I listen to your show, and I find you quite hilarious here and there. You always have nice things to say and some rude things to say, and all, by all means, but everybody should.
About
who? However, your comment on Canada, I don't agree with at all. Like, I have dual citizenship. I've lived in the United States for the last, 20 years. I lived in Canada for 9 years. And people are generally very happy people in Canada. Now, as far as the French and the British are concerned, you're right. Most of them are a pain in the ass. But in Canada, in general, most people are very happy people. And as far as Gretzky's wife supporting him, I think any wife that's going to be standing there, whether you're American, whether you're Canadian, you know, no matter where you're from, is going to be happy and is going to support your husband.
Well, what can I say?
Yeah.
What can I say? You made perfect sense.
You know, and I've traveled, I've been all through
me.
The world, and I've run into just as many rude people from the United States as I have everywhere else.
Yeah, probably.
You know. Anyway,
I was trying to do something, I guess.
Well, don't splatter all the Canadians.
Don't splatter all over the Canadians?
Don't slander all the Canadians.
No,
not
I
all
won't.
Canadians are bad people.
I won't do that. You're right, ma'am.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have
all
a good
right.
night.
Thank you. Bitch. Now, I'm kidding. 1-800, I'll be back to respond to that lady's phone call. I didn't have enough time because you can see we're up against the news. Isn't that right, Stinky?
That's the news!
¶¶
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Here's a really cool thing. CNN has done this. They asked the question, is Islam a violent religion? And they bring on Jerry Falwell to get his opinion. Well, what do you suppose that one is? Hey, Jerry, yeah, well, is Islam a violent religion? Oh, wait, never mind. We kind of know. Well, I'd like to say, no, that's okay, we already got it. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, number here on the Phil Hendry Show. I knew that I would be misunderstood, and I probably didn't articulate it very well, so I apologize. I apologize for everything. I apologize for this entire half hour. I didn't say exactly what it was that I wanted to... All I want to say is this. And this is probably unusual. America's a country. This is a real country. This is a real place. This is a real place. So when you wave your flag, I understand you have a right to do that. It kind of bothers me. Because you don't understand, man. If I go to your country and I wave my flag and I'm living up there, you don't like that. If I go to Britain and I live in the UK and I'm waving an American flag every chance I get, I'm going to get beat up in an alley sooner or later. If I go to Canada and I wave my American flag every chance I get. See, in this country, and only in this country, are you allowed to come here and sort of be, for a moment, an individual without a country. I mean, you have one, but you don't have to live there. I don't get living here, but having this fervent allegiance for the country that you're a citizen of. Now, the lady who just called, she has dual citizenship. I didn't even think the United States allowed dual citizenship. Am I wrong about that? I don't know what she has. I could be very wrong. I thought the United States was one of the few countries in the world that did not allow any dual citizenship. We've stopped. So she's a dual citizen. Do you get that? Well, I kind of do, and I say this with all due respect to the lady that called. The only reason to be a dual citizen of any country is money. That's all it is. It's just money. It's got nothing to do with birth, blood, tradition, land, nothing. So that's fine. You can be a dual citizen, but don't get up into my face when I point it out and critique your lack of emotional allegiance to anything. If you got allegiance to a buck, hey, nothing wrong with that. But don't pretend like you're a patriot. Don't live here. Send your kids to school here. Make an American dollar. And then tell me you've got some kind of a patriotism for Canada? Come on, cut it out, will you? Quit it. Get your hand off my leg. Now, I criticized Mrs. Gretzky, wrong of me to do, because I said at the very beginning, I understand that she's proud of her husband. Yes, yes. But am I wrong to point this out? Mrs. Gretzky, your country, America, just lost. We lost. So while you're smiling the big smile for your husband, I think would have been kind of cool, but maybe this is me, and I don't even know this woman, okay? Wouldn't it have been kind of cool if she would have said, hey, baby, good luck to you. I'm going to go sit over with the Yanks. It'll be kicks, you know, because I'm an American. You're my husband. I love you. God knows, you know, I'm the beneficiary of your largesse and you of mine. But just for today, is it stupid for me or am I nitpicking? I guess, but you see, I'm an American, so I'm accused of nitpicking. People would say I'm nitpicking. Why? Because I'm an American. The minute that I start talking any kind of allegiance to a flag for however short a period of time, I'm a quisling, I'm a kind of a jingoistic American. Right? So I got to get on the program. I got to get with it, man. And here is getting with it. You know, you can live, you can be the citizen of any country you want, but, you know, you get to live here. You can wave any flag you want. But you're living here, and because you pay taxes here, you can crap all over America anytime you feel like it because you pay taxes. And you can treat this place not as a nation that has its own citizens and its own traditions and its own cultures. You can treat America like just one big, broad, free enterprise zone where you come and just sort of dump your garbage and take out what you need and live here as often and as much as you want, because really the country that you call home, the country that you are a citizen of, and the place that you're waving a flag for is so much of a toilet, you can't live there full time. I mean, isn't that, am I right or am I wrong? That's all. And you know what? I'm just the big mouth on the radio. I realize what I'm saying is going to sound like I'm being sort of spiteful or overly conservative. This is a new day, man. Not a liberal conservative thing. That's out the window. This is a new day. This is just, in the last several months, a few of us have seen just how tenuous this wonderful place is. And I don't know, every now and again, just like somebody saying your mother wears army boots, you know, and every now and again I like to stand up for the old flag, the old gal, the old red, white, and blue thing. I haven't done it too much in my life. Not since I won the Congressional Medal of Honor in Korea. And that was, I'm only kidding. 1-800-449-8686. Tanya, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'd like to make a comment about what you were saying about people from other countries living in the United States because of money.
Yeah.
For example, me personally, I'm from Mexico. My family moved here because it's dangerous. Someone in my family got killed. My father, our family makes money in Mexico. We pay taxes there, and then we live here. And we pay taxes here, too. I know I'm proud when I see America and I see the flag and I wave that flag. But when I see Mexico, I get proud of Mexico, too. And I wave that flag, too.
Why? So you're not living there. What exactly are you proud of? A country? Are you proud of a country you can't even live in?
You're proud of a country. It's a beautiful country.
No, it isn't. You can't even live there.
No, you can't live there because of
What's beautiful about it?
The nationalism,
What is that exactly?
The love of the country, the love of the people.
Well, what do you mean the love? You mean the people that are back there getting their ass kicked, but you're not with them, you're here?
Unfortunately, they don't have the means to be here, but
they love their country so much that if they had the means to be here, they'd all pack up and ship out of there. That's how much they love Mexico.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a right to attack the people who do have pride for the country.
I'm not attacking. I'm stating a fact. Your country is dangerous to live in, and the people wouldn't be living there had they enough money to move out of there. So what exactly are you proud of?
I'm proud of the country I was born in. I'm proud of the country
can you be specific?
Has the customs. I'm proud of the customs, the hospitality.
The hospitality of a country where it's so dangerous you can't live there.
Not that hospitality? The
That's like saying the slave states have a real great hospitality. I mean, you know, I like Mexico. I go there all the time. I'll tell you what I don't like about Mexico. I don't like the crooked cops that you got down there and the crooked politicians. Let's call it the way we ought to call it, okay? Your cops are crooked. Your politicians are crooked. And they steal on a regular basis from their own people. Now, the Mexican people are tremendous people, but they've been put upon and oppressed for so long, they don't even know how to begin to fight back. Now, I think you got a pretty good president in this Fox. I could be wrong. I don't know. He seems like a good man. But what do I know? I live in America. I'm an American. I live here.
But when I wave the flag, I don't wave it for the people who do that. I wave it for what our country stood for and what will stand for.
Yeah, well, who's going to make it stand for that when you're up here? And you ought to be down there making it stand for something.
Well, I can't be down there.
Why not?
Because I'll get kidnapped.
Oh. So somebody else gets to get kidnapped.
Well, yeah. Okay. But it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Better than you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so she's so proud of her country, she lives here, too. And I'm not putting that lady down because that's it in a nutshell. I'm so proud of my country, I don't live there. I love Great Britain. I drive down the street where I live on my way to the freeway, driving up a main boulevard during the aftermath of 9/11. I would drive down the street. We had this discussion on the air, and I would see American flags everywhere, and I saw this Union Jack. And the kids asked me, the kids were the ones that asked me, hey, what's a guy flying a Union Jack for? This is America. And I said, well, maybe he's a citizen of that country, who of Britain, who feels solidarity with the American people, and at this time of our need and this time of our great danger, he is standing up with us. After all, the British came to bat, didn't they? Got to hand it to them. But lately, I just get the feeling, I'm back getting the feeling, I guess, that I had before 9/11 ever happened, that it's really just a big spot where you can squat and eat as much as you can, crap as little as you can, and then take it all with you back to wherever it is you came from, or not, as the case may be. But you're always going to be a citizen of this other place. You're always going to wave this other place's flag. You're always going to attest and talk about how much you love that place, but you're living here. And why are you living here? Because it's a better place to live. And why is it a better place to live? Well, I got a million reasons why it's a better place to live. And none of them have to do with a lot of the reasons that you might give me, which is that we're greedy and that we stole from the world and that we, well, you know what? A lot of folks that live here who are citizens of other countries, if you ask them why you're living here, they really can't answer the question because that means they got to start crapping all over their own homeland. Well, I don't live in Mexico anymore because it's, well, America, you see, well, I don't know. Hey, you like it here, huh? Yeah. Do you know that American soldiers died to make this country free? Oh, don't start talking about that imperialism now. Well, what do you tell? Wait a second. I get to talk about it because you're here. No, no, I'm living here. I pay taxes. I got a right to live here. No, you don't have a right to live here. No, you do not have a right to live here. This is my country. Americans live here. See, up there are Canadians, down there Mexicans, over there Argentinians. Here are Americans. Well, you people, you know, you run around the world. We run around the world. Yeah, we run around the world doing the business of America. That's what we run around the world doing. Don't tell me about how I pay tax. So what if you pay taxes? I've been paying taxes since I was 11 years old. Try that one on for size. I've been paying taxes since my first tax-paying job when I was 11. Don't tell me about your taxes. And America did this, and America did that. Well, guess what? You don't get to talk that way. What are you talking about? This is a free... No, I'm not going to let you. I'm going to tell you to shut up until you come down here and grab a citizenship or, in the very, very least, some, like, permanent residence. I don't know, man. Just the fact that you're here running that kind of smack. Well, okay. Thank you, Mrs. Gretzky. You're welcome. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Daniel Pearl was murdered by the Al-Qaeda. Well, I know that they're not identified as Al-Qaeda. They're the Committee to Free Pakistan. Some bogus name, but you know they're Al-Qaeda. And he was murdered in such a way. I'm not going to tell you. You'll just have to find out for yourselves. But it is described in the New York Times and other publications exactly how Daniel Pearl lost his life. Let me just say this. The Al-Qaeda training manual instructs its soldiers, or what passes soldiers, and what we've found out is they're not much when it comes to being soldiers, but they instruct whatever they call soldiers to check their weapon and to crave death. The guys that did this to Daniel Pearl must really crave death because they're going to die. I hope it's slow. In fact, I got a hunch that it will be. Good and slow. good and slow. Because if you're craving death, baby, you got it. It's coming your way. If that's what Osama told you to crave, other than his you-know-what, which I understand is a prerequisite of membership in the Al-Qaeda, to crave Osama's thing and death, then you got it. It's on its way. Gift-wrapped in a specially marked basket. It may be really slow, too. And I don't know. If you guys in the Al-Qaeda, is that what you crave death? How about a nice slow death? Do you like that? As long as you savor and really invite death, how about it being good and slow? I think you'd like that, wouldn't you? Thank you. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to, are we going to do a phone call? You want to? Really? Okay. Francis, hello. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, hi, my name is Francis. I'm calling from, because I'm from France, and I am very proud to be from France.
Hey, Francis, your yes. accent's really phony, and that's coming from a master, so...
Will you stop?
Here is Frank on the Phil Hendry Show. God, you know, you're doing an accent, try to get some semblance of the nuance of the country. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air. I suck. Yeah, I may suck, man, but that guy... No wonder he's in El Paso. No offense to my fine friends in El Paso. I think he was calling from the other side of the fence. Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
Phil, I just wanted to call and tell you that I think you are right on. And I have a little story. My grandparents are Italian and German. And I used to think it was kind of neat to tell people that that was my heritage. I was Italian, I was German, but...
You know what, your phone, I'm sorry, man, your phone, I just can't deal with it. Here is Brad on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello, Phil.
Hi.
Hey, I had some experience down in South America. I was down there for a couple of years in Venezuela. I made a lot of friends down there, and a lot of them have tried to move up here. And it's the funniest thing. They come up here, and they tell me about all the things that are wrong with our country, what's wrong with this and what's wrong with that. And then when I hear them talking on the phone to their friends back in South America, they're just telling their friends how great it is up here, how much money they can make.
What, do you live with them?
What? No, well, what happened is I served a Mormon mission down there, and I made lots of friends, and they come up here, and they stay with me
sometimes.
Well,
that's what you get for sticking your big Mormon nose in other people's business. They're going to want to come up here and live.
That's right.
Yeah, get out of here, you Mormon. How do you like that? The guy's in a mission. He goes to another country, tells him how bitchin' he is, then they want to move here, and now he don't dig it. Tell you what, why don't you guys just call a moratorium on missions? That right there, we could use a few less of those. Going down to Africa, South America, going all over the world, talking about how great Jesus is, and oh yeah, the red, white, and blue, then they want to move here, and then we got a problem with it. And they want to bring all that Buddhism and stuff with them. And they want to bring all that animist South American... You know, Don Juan peyote-eating jazz. We could use a little bit of that. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I didn't even get to the anthrax material. All of this great comedy. It's the Phil Hendry Show.